Let us hear that note.
Baa baa mee mee.
Just singing in your throat. Now, little Doozy Green, let us hear your song. Sing a little scale for us that is of your choice. Voice is rather thin. Take your books, children, and we'll all join in. Let's show the team that's all for me. The red, the dirty, not the father. The monster, the dirty, 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 the
I'm the music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play piano. I am the music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play the trumpet. Music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play the organ. I am the music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play saxophone. Music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play the guitar. I am the music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play the bagpipes. I am the music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play the drums. I am the music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play music. I am the music man, I come from down your way and I can play. I play music.
The news and the correct time for you in about 10 minutes. But right now, I'd like to introduce Mr. Square Music himself, Barry Campbell, winner of the award for a musical television show. And, Barry, it's been nice to have you drop by here today. I want to ask you a few questions about yourself and about the brand of music you turn out.
Well, wonderful, and I want to thank you for the opportunity of coming on your program and letting all your great fans listen to my new album.
Now, this new album is entitled what, Barry?
It's called Barry Campbell Plays for the Debutante Cotillion Dance in Trenton, New Jersey.
And I understand that the entire album was recorded right on the spot. Is that right, Barry?
That's right. And, well, you've probably noticed, being a disc jockey yourself, the great rise in popularity of the type of music at balls and dances. It gives it a real huge room sound and like people dancing. It's
is
very
that
popular.
So? Well, maybe I that will catch that. On. I hadn't come across that as yet.
Uh-huh.
Do you run into any particular problems when you go on location to make a record? I mean...
Barry, my billing, Mr. Square Music, is an awkward handle for me to cope with.
I should think it would be, yes.
It leads to jibes from dancers as they go by the stand and all, but it's the kind of music I like.
Well, isn't it also, aren't you billed as Barry, Mr. Square Music, Campbell... and his Makes You Go Home Humming the Melody Orchestra?
Well, that's another slogan of mine. You've got to be able to hum the tune.
That's what I thought.
I wouldn't be honest with myself if I played that other type of music, that roll, that rock.
Rock and roll.
Whatever they call it.
You go strictly for the melody so that they can
hum
hear
the tune
and remember it.
That's right. So I wonder if you could put the platter on your turntable now and give it a whirl.
Love to do that for you. Here is Barry, Mr. Square Music Campbell, and his orchestra. Music by Mr. Square Music himself, Barry Campbell, played on location at the Cotillion Ball in Trenton, New Jersey. Barry,
I hope you liked it.
I heard a great deal of extraneous background noise there. It almost seemed as if there were a fight taking place at one point.
Well, now, everyone
who's... Does that bother you when you're up on the stand?
Everyone who's played that record has made the same comment.
Comes through pretty clearly.
Uh-huh. And,
One fellow didn't even seem to be playing with the orchestra. He seemed to be way out there with...
I was hoping you wouldn't notice that. He didn't know that it was a take, and it was a little lip practice for the clarinet player. He didn't know we were really recording.
Really recording it, huh?
I'm sorry you caught that.
Well, I think everybody would catch that.
You do,
yes.
Uh-huh. Well...
Is this already released, or is it too late to bring
it
back?
No, they're pressed and out now, and they're at your record store.
Well, lots of luck with it, Barry Campbell, and... We'll have the news and the correct time for you in about 10 minutes.
Well, look here, here's Dodo on the piano and Tiny on the bass. Look like we'll have a fine jam session here. And here comes Zooty in the door with his brushes. And what's he know, Papa? Look at this cat here. Here's a suitcase there. That's scary. You can beat on that one.
Open up the door, Richard.
Well, look here. Well, here's Jack McVouty in his tenor.
Yes, indeed.
Well, say, Gates, how about blowing some, man?
Got the next call.
All right, that's great, man. Take it. You got it. So fine. Say, you better bring me a double order of Riti Footies with a little hot sauce on it. That'll just about fix it. Well, here's it. Well, look at Charlie Yardbird a Rooney.
Hey, yes. Now, how's it going, Jim?
Oh, everything is mellow, man. Look at this guy to get his horn with the neck.
Yeah,
blow
I got
some?
My horn with me, man. I want to blow some, too. Yeah. I'm having a little reed trouble.
Haven't got a reed?
Yeah.
Well, McVouty's got a reed. He can trim it down a little. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Solid, then. Well, let's get together and blow. We in A flat. Take the next one. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
fine soda, man. That's
good. Fine soda?
Yeah, that was just about good, man. Well, look at here. There's Max Kevin Valso Rooney with his trumpet there.
Oh,
well, what's in the... Oh, everything is silent.
Hey, listen, I gotta go, Dad.
Well, you gotta cut out?
I gotta go to Jubilee.
Jubilee, you gotta make another... Yeah, that's groovy. Well, you gotta make a gig. Take the next chord before you cut out.
Okay.
Take next chord. That's killer. Say, look here, Papa. How about setting a riff on the next chorus and we'll take him on out there because he's got here. He got to go and make another gig there. Let's cut. I got to get up early in the morning myself. So let's riff on the next chorus and cut on out.
Just caught Pick and Minute here. We're trying to cut hillbilly records, you know.
Cool it, man. Let's progress some jazz.
Well, I'll tell you about a couple of good jazz buddies of mine. It goes like this. Bill Beaton gone from Jazzville, call country music Squaresville. He'd shake his head and call it bong, bong, bong. Bill would play the session at his home. His eyes lit up like he was gone. And before we left, he was singing country songs. When we played our guitars for him, it chilled him to the bone. You could hear old Johnny saying, man, that's real, real gone. Now he sings country music and has himself a ball. He's a hillbilly beatnik after all. I'm a hillbilly beatnik, yes I am. When we played our fiddles for him, it chilled him through and through. You can hear that fella saying, man, it's real, real cool. Now he sings country music and has himself a ball. He's a hillbilly beatnik after all. He's a hillbilly beatnik after all.
From the dirt, if anything would grow. And we got our country music from a big old radio. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields of hoeing corn and mowing hay. Our mama loved his singing, daddy loved to hear him play. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Big old battery that ran the radio. Sometimes we'd run it down listening to the Opry show. But we all had our instruments and most of us could play. So we had Bill Monroe for breakfast anyway. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields of hoeing corn and mowing hay. Mama loved his singing, daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Mama was a lady and my daddy liked to preach. All we ever had was just a place to eat and sleep. If I could go back home again, back to the simple way, oh, we'd we'd have Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
Then we'd head out to the fields of hoeing corn and mowing hay. Our mama loved his singing, daddy loved to hear him play. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
He was sitting out on his front porch picking when I snuck up behind his shack. He was playing that old beat-up guitar his to a dog that he called Jack. Now, my daddy used to tell me, boy, now don't go wandering around his place. Well, that man could be Satan's right arm. He's got evil in his face. But, boy, he made that old beat-up guitar sound like it cost a $100 bill, even though he'd lost four of his fingers working at a backwoods sawmill. I used to stand there in the darkness, and I'd listen while he played. And until this very day, I can still recall every lick he ever made. He played funk and blues, folk and rock. He didn't know they had a name. He could ring them strings, make them sing. He was way ahead of the game. He took his thumb and he'd slap it numb, say, Jack, here's how it's done. Now just lay back and listen, boy, to the man with the golden thumb. Well, one night I finally got up my nerve and I walked up to the old man. And them cold black eyes stared down at me and my feet kind of shuffled in the sand. He said, hey, what's a kid like you doing hanging around an old man like me? I said, mister, I just love your place. He said, well, just pull up and have a seat. Well, I spent a lot of time at his cabin, just him and that old dog and me. And folks, it was there that I heard the best guitar in the state of Tennessee. And you know, to my eyes, it was a miracle just to see the way it was done. The good Lord made him poor and blind, but he gave him a golden thumb. Night in his cabin, and he taught me everything I know. He said, son, we ought to take your banjo and my guitar and hit the road. So we went down to Dallas and we killed them. Did the same thing in New Orleans. We raised the roof in old St. Louis. I can still hear the people scream. I can feel him in my fingers. You can hear him every time I strum. Heard a whole lot of pickers, but they can't hold a candle to the man with a golden thumb. He played punk and blues, folk and rock. He didn't know they had a name. He could ring them strings, make them sing. He was way ahead of the game. He'd take his thumb and slap it numb and say, boy, here's how it's done. And if you take notes, you might learn to play like the man with the golden thumb. Let the old man have it, son.
Running through the jungle, trying to find the rest of the army who are dug in to the ground. Halt! Who goes there? What do the password be?
Says, says, Sarah, Sarah, don't shoot, man. Says, says, only me. Rhythm and Blues Jones, PLC. First Squad, Second Platoon, Company B. And I don't know what the password be. Cause all day long I've been hiding behind a tree. Laying in a foxhole, looking out a peephole, watching for the enemy. Cause I'm a picker, not a fighter. I'm a BMI songwriter. But when I see the enemy, I lose control. When I hear the big guns, I want. wanna crawl in a hole. Give me back my guitar and take this here gun. Cause all this army jazz just ain't no fun. Back to Memphis is where I wanna go. But I can pick and sing on the rock and roll show. You know, I didn't volunteer for this here war. And I don't care nothing about being a hero. Just take me back to my little combo. Yeah, I know I got a rifle, a pistol, nine hanging aids, a bayonet, and a bazooka. But I'm still afraid that one of them bullets might crease my head. And I sure enough don't want to wind up dead. Cause I'm a picker, not a fighter. I'm a BMI songwriter. But when I see the enemy, I lose control. When I hear the big guns, I want to crawl in the hole. Give me back my guitar and take this here gun. Cause all this army jazz just ain't no fun. Back to Memphis is where I wanna go. Where I can pick and sing on the rock and roll show.
Hello, this is Butch Thompson. Many musicians believe in themselves, their talent, and their pure artistic vision, and they refuse to compromise it with anything cheap or tasteless. But other musicians need to earn a living. And if you earn money by playing music for people who don't particularly care for music, you need a gimmick, probably a cheap, tasteless one. And here to talk about that is Charlie DeVore.
Thanks, Butch. I used to have a pure artistic vision myself, but all I could see were people's backs as they headed for the exit. That's when I developed the DeVore Deluxe Deliked Show Kit, a collection of props, gimmicks, and cheap tricks guaranteed to please, starting with this light-up hula dancer bow tie, this glow-in-the-dark helmet with revolving red light and siren, and these underarm hoopy cushions. Just flap your arms and... First, I strapped the space drum to my back and attached the drumstick to the string that comes down under my belt and down the leg and ties around my ankle, so when I tap my foot... And now I climb up on my unicycle, get my balance here. You'll notice that the helmet has a trapdoor in front. That's where the trained pigeons come out and do somersaults on my shoulders. Now there's another trapdoor in back. That's for the rockets. Now I'd like to play you a number on cornet and clarinet, simultaneously riding my unicycle, using the pigeons, bow tie, whoopee cushions, siren, rockets, bass drum, and, as an extra bonus, I'll chew gum and blow a big bubble. Here goes.
Okay, just keep your balance there, Charlie. You'll be all right. Hold on, folks. You're just about ready. Almost fell down. Coming up here.
I couldn't reach down from this unicycle to pick up my cornet, but I've got it now.
You're doing here just fine. Go. You're doing okay. DeVore Deluxe Delight Show Kit, available from the Butch Thompson Music Corporation.
If you don't care for pigeons, we have a couple of rabbits who jump rope.
Enclose payment with order, and we toss in a pair of tap shoes free.
That's right, the Butch Thompson Music Corporation for musicians who mean business.
His voice I adore. If I had his record, Two shows nightly, meeting all you nice people, yeah.
And now he's found the key. And if you want the winds of change to blow about you, then hey, you better tip your waitresses. You know what I'm saying to you? I think you do. Don't tell me
he's just a singer in a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Having a big hand for Charlie at guitar. He's working overtime for you. And my lovely wife Candy on background vocals. Sweetheart. All right, we want to thank you. We're here again every Tuesday through Sunday, two shows nightly. We are the Moody Two.
I went to a bar to hear a Doors tribute band called Tribute to the Doors. I listened as they played. They had a tall, skinny singer, looked like Jim Morrison, and a keyboard player wearing Ray-Ban shades. Well, I drank my eighth beer. They played Riders on the Storm. People are strange, didn't break on through. I may have been wired, but I truly was inspired. I went home that night and knew just what I had to do. I grew my hair long, found a decent drummer, recruited my cousin to play electric guitar. Learned some songs, and it wasn't very long. I formed my own band and went straight back to the bar as a tribute to the Doors band, the best tribute to a tribute band in the land. Baby, light my fire, you know you ought to hire the tribute to the Doors band. We played all over town, got ourselves a following. In my tight leather pants, I was a chameleon king. But in a short while, some dudes copied our style, and people flocked across town to hear the new band sing. They were the tribute to the Doors band. They're just like us with a few minor exceptions. Instead of a keyboard, they had a glockenspiel. The drummer was a woman, and the singer 5'3". He sang Roadhouse Blues with a banjo on his knee. They were the tribute to the Doors band. Soon musicians copied them, and others followed suit. One of the bands featured a guy on the lute, singing love madly, exceptionally badly, just as a jester, juggling fruit. They were the tribute to the Doors band. Man, you should have seen their logo, about the size of a billboard. Then groupies copied groupies, and roadies copied roadies. Soundmen copied soundmen, that's the way it goes. And every band, it seemed, got more and more obscene, until imitation cops were busting Doors tribute shows. Months went by, more tribute bands formed. There seemed no way to stop this trend. Even moms and dads were more than glad to hear their children's choir belting out the end. When the census was taken, they sent a survey across the land, asking personal questions of every woman and man. When the results came out, we all could understand the entire nation was a Doors tribute band.
Okay, good evening, friends, from the quarantine room at the spacious BitSlap Studios. This is your old pal, KBC, and tonight we're giving a tribute to our friends, the musicians. Yeah, we kid them a lot, but yeah, we pretty much mean it, but where would we be without them? I know I'd be, like, reading something somewhere. God. Anyway, so maybe this helps, I don't know. Anyway, we started with the Duncan Sisters, the music lesson. From mid-30s, I guess. The music man was Rusty Goff. Goff, G-O-F-F-E, Goffy. Mr. Square Music from Bob and Ray. Slim's Jam. Not Square at all. That was Slim Gaylord and some friends. Bill and Ray, not to be confused with Bob and Ray, and also not to be confused with Bill and Bert. That was the Hillbilly Beatnik. Bill Monroe for Breakfast. Yes, just like the old days. That was Tom T. Hall. Jerry Reed, the magical man, the man with the golden thumb, was he. PFC Rhythm and Blues Jones, of course, Ray Stevens. Butch Thompson and the Music Corporation. Begging for Help from the Prairie Home Companion. Sweet Lovely, what's his name? You know who she's talking about. That was Joan Sims from 67 in England. We had a thing about Benedict Bomberdijk, whatever his name is this week. It was kind of the same thing. Hippy Dippy, Funky Monkey, Double Bubble, Sitar Man was the Hubbles. The Hubbles, before they got their spaceship built and left the planet. That was from 1969, of course. And then I'm Just a Singer, you know, Holiday Inn was, of course, Bob Rivers and Twisted Stuff. All right, and then we heard from yet another string band, as if there weren't enough. That was the tribute to the tribute band of the tribute band and such on into infinity. So you follow that, that's up to you. In the meantime, I will fade into black over here and give you some more music because that's why we're here. I mean, we are not here to pay tribute to anyone. Except maybe Bob Dylan. But anyway, let's get back to work. See you soon.
rock and roll band. Fly at night, in the morning we land. Fly at night till we're satisfied. See the morning from the other side. And when you close your eyes, sleep comes first. When you fly the universe, well, you need some rest. Yeah, you need some rest. Spaces. Yeah, we like a sea of faces. Time is just a rubber band. Time is at our command. And when we look out and see it there, you see much closer and you feel so near. Yeah, you feel so near.
Everything is silent. but the engine's very loud. Twisting through the lanes in the avenues of my brain, trying to get a message through to you. Trying to get a message through to you. Now we're getting closer to our journey's end. Looking out the window, but there goes another bend. Now we're moving faster, seems we're running out of gear. Lighting up a cigarette, all our worries disappear. Lighting up a cigarette, all our worries disappear.
Yeah, we're not flying at the moment, but it's real. They were the first band to become roommates with Neil Young. Writing hit after song after charts, Horsefire rocked their way into a life of bone cancer and sensual laughs. But beginning was only the beginning. This is Behind the Music, Horsefire. The 80s started in the 70s when bandmates John Dennis John, Chuck Dennis, Dennis Bone, Gary Romantic, White Earl, Tommy Detention, Young Eve, and frontman King God got together. Ignore Tommy, he's not ready to be behind the music. Born in 1989 and 1966, all the band members had the same love of mail. Childhood was nearly impossible for Chuck, who wrote many insecurity things on his grandmother. At age 12, John took nearly 48 guitars and lived in the house where Styx disappeared. Their first management was a school teacher with wooden hands who hadn't stood up in 14 years. Their debut album almost inspired Carrie Underwood to become a Suzanne. Right away, the album soared to the top of the charts, and MTV demanded it be named the biggest sound of all time. The one song on the album was a 45-minute rock journey through the history of illness. But times were changing in the decade of Philadelphia. It was a tough time to become someone named Dennis. All of the band's childhood heroes were on crack cocaine, and so were they. On September 18th, they surprised the entire world by crushing an old man with a big club on stage. That concert went on for 10 years. In 1999, things became dramatic. Dennis lost his battle with violence and exploded. Without him, no one knew how to play songs, and the group broke up for good.
Me. Bobby, can you call me at my desk?
Now and then we like to play one guitar together. And that's convenient since we only have the one. Tony sold our other instruments to pay some gangsters, but he's still in debt. And if they catch him, he will surely be dismembered. Tony is addicted to a wide array of narcotics. He says they help him write, but we're a cover band. I'm not sure why we keep him in the band. Maybe it's because he drives the van. The rest of us can only drive an automatic.
This used to just be my guitar. Now Dave is banging on it like he's f***ing Tito Puente. We all look sad because we're starved. Tonight for dinner we're splitting a candy bar. We are the poorest band in the world. We have to act like we are camping, but we're really homeless. And I don't even own this voice. We had to borrow it from Peter Gabriel. Don't you know you got to shock the monkey? Climbing up on Salisbury Hill. Let's hammer.
Oompa Loompa Doopa Dee Doo. My feet are cold 'cause Tony sold my shoes.
Should blame our problems all on Tony. Tony's not the only deadbeat in this band. I don't want to name any names, but Derek, Timothy, and Dave each have fooled around with me. I threw up this morning, now I'm gonna have a band, baby.
You could have mentioned.
From Pocatello, and he dragged a pretty mean bar.
boys call me their singing MC since I made the prison band. Yes, I made the prison band.
Everybody on the radio that sings like this needs to cut Bob Dylan a check. I don't care if it's folk or rock or rap or pop or tech. No, no matter if you're platinum with a bullet or just some three-chord hack. If you're singing like your throat is sore, time to cut Bob Dylan a check. And it's 30 for a 60 for a and a is 73. These prices don't include vocal polyps or setup and mechanical fees. Now if you want to use the Nashville skyline, hey, that's quite alright, 'cause no one ever picked up on that but Pee Wee Herman and Dudley Do Right. Mr. Springsteen, Mr. Petty, Mr. Knopfler, Miss Etheridge and Sheryl Crow. How about cracking that checkbook and send old Bob some dough? Now Jacob, he is old Bob's son, so I guess that he can pass. But every now and then when he comes home, would it kill him to cut the grass? And it's a 30 for a 60 for a 73. These prices don't include vocal polyps, the setup and mechanical fees. Now, if you want to use the Nashville skyline, hey, that's quite alright. Cause no one ever picked up on that but Pee Wee Herman and Dudley Do Right. Everybody on the radio that sings like this needs to cut Bob Dylan a check. I don't care if it's folk or rock or rap or pop or techno. No matter if you're center stage at the arena, a park bench begging man, how about cracking that checkbook and pay up to Robert Zimmerman? And it's a 30 for a 60 for a and the 73. These prices don't include vocal polyps, a setup and mechanical fees. Now, if you want to use the Nashville skyline, yeah, that's quite alright. Cause no one ever picked up on that but Pee Wee Herman and Dudley Do Right. No, no one ever picked up on that but Pee Wee Herman and Dudley Do Right.
Lay, lay, lay now.
Okay, well, I was going to be surprised what this song is about, but I guess they blew it for me. Fine. So, well, I hope I've made some of my musician friends happier tonight, just because. Nothing we can do except come see you when you come back out again, all right? Practice up, because it's going to be good. It's going to be great. It's going to be the best ever. We have the best venues. We're going to have the best music, the best bands ever. Started that set with Joe Jackson. The band wore blue shirts, featuring the most dangerous rhythm section in music. Dangerous Dave Holton and the amazing Graham Mabey. Chilliwack, Fly at Night, about, well, you know what they're all about. Opal Butterfly from 69, that was the gigging song. After that, Fanny. Yeah, remember Fanny? That was Girls on the Road. You wouldn't remember that from the old days, because it was only two years ago that they came out with that. Yes, they're back. And they're looking good. And sounded good, I guess. Dion, Hug My Radiator. Behind the Music, telling us about Horse Choir. That was another one of those Botnick creations. You probably could tell. 10cc, the worst band in the world. And I take exception to that. They had their bad moments, but they're not the worst band in the world. Let's see. Somebody That I Used to Know, a parody of, what's his name, Gotay or something. That was the Key of Awesome. On One Guitar. Go look that up on the video. You can see it's four of them, four or five on one guitar. Cool. Let's see. Tommy Collins after that. Leonard, the man himself. I Made the Prison Band. After that, let's see. Delaney Bramlett. No mention of Bonnie on that one, but that was Are You a Beatle or a Rolling Stone? Well, I don't know. And then Haywood Banks. Finds a lot of work at the bit slap here, and that was Write Bob Dylan a Check. So you go ahead and do that. While you're doing that, listen to two more I got for you. And be sure to stop back next week when we have more surprises in store for all of you. Please stay safe, stay home, don't breathe on each other. You know the drill, all right? Just make sure you come back next week, all right? All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. I'll see you next week.
Oh, came through with standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win. This life ain't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king-sized tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Well, tell me what you need.
I need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the My Lai Club at 37,000 feet.
Oh, you've been there, right, done that.
I want a two-tour bus full of old guitars. My own star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how are you gonna do that?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'll even cut my hair and change my name. But we all just wanna be big rock stars with an hilltop out to driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. And the good gold diggers gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with her big blonde hair. Hey, hey, you wanna be a rock star? Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star, yeah! I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassel. Hire a bodyguard that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple of graphs so I can eat my meals for free. Gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow. My money for me. I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut me hair and change me name. I've often wished I was called Hadge. But we all just wanna be big rock stars. Live in a hilltop out to drive in 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars. In the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with her grease blonde hair. We'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary and today's food school. We'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star, yeah! I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the censors. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't wrong them yet. Oh, get them wrong. Oh, never mind. Well, we all just want to be big rock stars and live up on a hilltop driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and they drugs is cheap. We'll all stay skinny, we won't eat, and we'll hang out in the coolest buffers in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with her pretty blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary in today's Hulu. And they'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star, yeah. Hey, hey, yeah, wanna be a rock star. I'm alive and young and hey, all the way from Somerset, my field is Robert Job. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Posing from